I'm Amanda McNulty. I'm a horticulture agent with Clemson Extension. Today I'm talking to David DeWitt, an agronomy agent. David is also the statewide coordinator for the Industrial Hemp Program. Clemson Extension is the land-grant university in South Carolina, and the Industrial Hemp Program is a new area that we are getting into. Mostly what David deals with as an agronomy agent are traditional crops like cotton, corn, peanuts, and those. David, tell us how we are able to grow hemp, because it's got a cousin, it's the same plant actually, that's marijuana.
That's right. It had to start with the 2014 Farm Bill. The National Congress passed a Farm Bill that included in it the ability for each state to choose to join a pilot program where it legalized the growth of industrial hemp. And South Carolina joined that. Henry McMaster, Governor McMaster, signed that bill in May of 2017, which brought that program into being in South Carolina. Kentucky was the first state to join it right in 2014 or 15 when the bill was actually passed into law.
But unlike our regular crops where you just decide how much you want to grow, there are a lot of restrictions on this. And I think the first was it's limited to a certain number of people. We're in a pilot program.
That's right. That's what the Farm Bill stipulated. It had to be a pilot program that included research as a component and marketing and processing as a part of the component. So every person that applied for it had to have a agreement with a research at a university, of a four-year university, and also a contract from a processor, a letter of intent to buy from a processor. And that was part of the legislation. And they laid out that in the first year, which is 2018, this is the first year we're growing it, we could have 20 permit holders at 20 acres maximum. In 2019, the application process is already over. They hope to announce the 40 applicants that will win in 2019 up to a maximum of 40 acres. They hope to announce the permit holders for 2019 at the middle to end of September is what they're looking at, maybe October.
And you had to reapply. You couldn't just be grandfathered in if you got it the
first
year.
That's right. All 40 will be. The hope is that some of the 20 that have invested in the first year, if they want to continue on and try, that they will have an opportunity to get one of the 40 next year as well. But there were no guarantees in that.
I believe that Clemson's agribusiness team is fulfilling the research component for some of these growers. So tell me what they would be working towards and what some other research partners have been.
Most of the ones that signed on with Clemson, I think 15 of the 20 are with Clemson. Most of those are with Dr. Nathan Smith with the agribusiness department to work on a budget, because we don't have any idea what it's going to cost to grow this and the labor and time and the inputs, and so far they've really been higher than most expected. And then other researchers working with variety studies to see what kind of varieties might work in our climate. And then some of the researchers with University of South Carolina, Medical University of South Carolina, South Carolina State, and the MUSC ones are working with the cancers to see if they can find some pain management things with the CBD, which we extracted from the industrial hemp plants.
What was hemp grown for? Because it has been grown here before. Was it grown mostly for the fiber in the past?
Originally, this was, in history, this was sails, ropes, everything. World War II was a big boom for industrial hemp. It was used in all facets of things that, it's good fabric. It's being used for bedding, for hempcrete is being used for construction, boards. A lot of uses for it. I say, unfortunately, all of our growers in South Carolina, for the most part, chose to grow for CBD extraction, which is where the money is right now, and the other things. The fiber production, the grain production just didn't show as much potential. It would be more in line with our other row crops, like a soybean or corn, in amount of money. And this gives them an opportunity for a little bit higher profit per acre if we grow it, and if it gets sold for what their contracts look for, it should have a potential to rival the kind of income you get from a tobacco acre or something like that.
And, of course, tobacco is no longer a viable product in most cases in South Carolina. So we're looking, I believe, for alternative crops that can keep farmers productive.
That's right. Just tobacco acres cut down. The demand for tobacco has gone down. We're down to like 14,000 acres of tobacco in the state, which is considerably lower than what it used to be. And most of that's concentrated over in Horry, Marion County on that side of the state, other side of 95. And this is hopefully going to be an opportunity for farmers to find some more income with the declining prices for our commodities and stuff. This would be a boost to the farm economy.
A little higher value crop. And it's because of compounds in it. Now, the compound that's in marijuana that gets you high, is called THC.
THC. And that's the strict rule of industrial hemp is it has a THC content of less than 0.3. And that's what the definition of makes it industrial hemp. So there's no psychotic effect to this industrial hemp. You can do whatever you want with it. It's not going to get you high.
Uh-huh.
But it does, the extract that they're getting from it does have some, it's being mostly sold as a dietary supplement, which can help you with pains and aches and anything, anxiety. It's got said to have those kind of properties in it.
And the compound that our farmers are working towards producing is called CBD?
CBD is cannabinoid oil. And I have a hard time saying that because
it's
a little hard word, but
so
CBD.
So we're going to say CBD.
CBD is the extract. They extract it from the plant. And there's different kind of processing that you can extract it in different ways to get pure extract and that kind of thing, but it's there's many uses for it, and there's some curiosities as to where or not FDA is going to come in and want to regulate this as a drug, but all the farmers are hoping we're going to keep it as a dietary supplement. That's the market that it's being sold in now.
I've heard, I believe in North Carolina, people are able to purchase this. Who are suffering with cancer pain, and there's been some promising research. Is that what one of our growers is, why he's working with the Medical University of South Carolina?
It is, and it can be grown and it can be bought in South Carolina. There's stores all over that are selling it, starting to sell it as a supplement, and I've got some friends that buy it directly, the concentrate, and use just a couple of drops on their tongue every morning that they say it makes them feel better. Takes care of some aches and pains and that kind of thing. But it's available, and that is why the MUSC is working with a grower down in Charleston, and he's growing plants directly from them, and they're doing some experiments with what it might.
So that would be more than just anecdotal. We would have some research-based information.
That's what they want, and that's what we'd like. I mean, it'd be great to have proof that it could do it, and obviously that would increase sales, you know.
Well, how are we going to have this process, David?
Well, right now, all the processors are really tied to processors in other parts of the country. We've got some that are planning to locate facilities here, one in Greenville, a couple down in Beaufort. We've got a small one going in Horry County right now that's already doing some of her own processing to sell in her own storefront. And a lot of them are tied. Some are tied to the medical marijuana field that are hoping to expand that market. And they're going to be building, because the extractors are not huge pieces of equipment. I mean, they're pretty good investments, and depending on the level of quality of extraction, they can be $500,000 to put up a plant or $1 million to put up a plant. But when you're talking about the kind of money that's potentially in this, that's not that huge of a deal. And there are some that have portable extractors that they're going to take from farm to farm is the plan. But that's where our biggest question mark probably is right now. We're in the phase now where we've figured out that we can grow a plant. We've had some issues, obviously, but we can grow it now. Or are we going to be able to sell it, and will it get processed? And that's kind of the next big step.
As the crop matures and they get ready to harvest it, I believe they're going to go in and do some checking to make certain that the level of the compound that is a psycho.
Right. The THC level
narcotic
has to be checked. The state law requires that 4 samples be taken within 30 days of harvest, or 1 sample per variety that you've planted. And the reason it's 30 days of harvest, because as the plant gets more mature, it tends to spike. The THC levels tend to spike some. So they want it close to maturity to where it's going to be at harvest to know that this is truly an industrial hemp plant and not a marijuana plant.
So we don't have to, nobody's trying to sneak something in, and and it's going to be heavily monitored to be certain that the level stays below the allowed.
That's right. And that's what this testing is going to do, just make sure. And we really, over the history of the programs of other states that I'm familiar with, there hasn't been very much problem. There's always a few varieties, just as we learn, different varieties that might spike a little bit, but usually they're spiking to you know, a 2 to 3, 5% level, maybe, you know, whereas
way below
what real marijuana is, because some of the marijuana in Colorado, they say, is 18-24% THC, which, you know, that big difference in what real THC levels are and what we're getting in varieties.
When we talk about agriculture, what we're hoping, and I know what Hugh Weathers has said he wants to have, is not just to have more farms, but he's looking at the adjunct industries that go with it. Is that what we're looking for here?
That's right. We want, and there's actually a business that has obtained property in Florence County to do fiber processing, which unfortunately we didn't get any grown this year, but he's already in place and ready to go. But that's the idea, is not just to help the farmers, but to grow all the South Carolina economy and the whole ag industry, because we want to grow it and process it and get it in a marketable product that we can sell and have that all done within the state borders.
So we are really looking to try to provide jobs for people in a wide variety of fields, not just connected to growing things on the ground.
That's right.
Well, David, I want to thank you for what you've told us about this today. We're in our first year, but the permits are going out for the second year. And I hope maybe you'll come back in a couple of months and give us some updates on how this is working in South Carolina.
We'll look forward to it. We hope harvest should be starting in the next few weeks, so we'll get back after harvest and see how things went.
Yeah, harvest is a busy time for everybody.
Exactly.